Oh, yeah, actually, before I end this, Nana tweeted.
I didn't tweet.
You tweeted that you prefer vacation over lads trip.
Oh my God! Why are you pulling that up?
We saw that.
Who's we?
Me and Lyra.
Saw that. Do you want me to unpack it?
Yeah.
Sex. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi guys, and welcome to episode 186 of the Tooties podcast. I am Nana.
And I am Ro.
And together we are Tooties.
I haven't got crumbs in my mouth.
No,
just had a sandwich.
You don't have crumbs in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, you're all good. How you doing?
I'm good. Ready to go to the gym after this.
Oh yeah, we missed the gym yesterday. Did neither one of us say anything to each other?
No, yeah, we do that sometimes. Sometimes I just sit there, hoping she doesn't say anything.
Yeah, and I do the same. And nothing happens.
Nothing happens. We're supposed to be, like, obviously holding each other accountable. But it's nice when we don't, because then we have a bit of a break, which is very much needed. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but other than that, I've had a bit of a slow week. Mm. It still kind of felt productive, though.
It was.
We got quite a lot done.
I feel like this
week
was probably one of our... We still haven't, like, done everything that we need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
There's still a deck that we need to do. A call that we need to be on soon.
I messaged them, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. If you listen to this, hi, see you soon.
But yeah, we just got loads of things like up in the air. But I'm good. I feel like this week has been really productive and like life has lifed a little bit, but you know, we move. There's always people trying to fuck you in the bum, but it's fine. Right. We absolutely move. But yeah, it's been a good week. We've got loads of things coming up. But also, I do want to say that we have, like, this is our kind of, like, busy time, which is, like, approaching, which is, like, Pride Month and stuff like that. Which
is lesbian visibility. Is it this week or next week? Lesbian visibility.
I don't know. I think it's next week. I never know the dates of anything.
It's next week, I think.
And obviously, things have been coming in our inbox, but with zero budget, most of them, you know. And it's
do
just
you know,
like,
I just feel like the effects of BLM are definitely, I keep saying it, the effects of BLM are done. Do you know what I mean? No one really cares to put budget towards things to do with blackness, queerness, womanhood, all these things that we celebrate where I think people like us will have opportunities for. The budget is gone.
Budget is finished, guys.
If I say some big brands came for £100, not £100 each, £100 altogether.
That's, I think,
that's £50 each. We're big women, you know.
You got to think about it like this. Like, this is like people's livelihoods. You can't, you know, like, oh, somebody steal a job for that. Like, for me, like, time is money. Even like comms sending emails and stuff like that. That's all money.
It's
do you know
work.
What I mean? And that's something that people don't even take into consideration. Yep. They don't even involve that in the budget in the first place.
The
do you
thing
know what I mean?
Is, when they're emailing us, from wherever they're working,
they're getting
paid. Paid to do that. So, like, when you email us asking us something, we're working as well. We're responding to your work email that you've getting paid to send. Like, and you need to be considerate of that. You have to just be considerate of people's time, people's talents, people's effort, and what we give is ourselves.
Yeah,
we always say the kind of type of content we're giving. We're giving a piece of ourselves to you. We're not sitting down and just talking about what's going on in the world. We're not talking about who pays on the first date. We're giving ourselves. So, like, that's very valuable.
That's
invaluable.
That's currency on top of currency. I'm so sorry, but, like, come on. We're not just giving our time and our energy and our effort. We're giving ourselves as well. That's a lot on top of that. And I don't think that's, like, taken properly. People need to be considerate of that, because I'm tired. Like, honestly, I'm tired, and I feel like it's just about for us standing on business and knowing our worth and knowing our value, and just not saying things that are just, like, you know, don't see our true value.
Yeah, I think that sometimes before we've kind of gone on, well, that's £100 that we didn't have. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's not about that anymore. It's just not about that. It's just more about standing on business and making sure other people realize your worth, because every single time you accept that £100,
you're saying I'm worth £100.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And to be honest, that £100 I never had, it's not worth it, because I'm going to go and spend it in 2.5 seconds anyway.
We're in a cost of living crisis. Do you know how fast money goes? I step outside and I spent £40. Do you know what I mean? So, no, absolutely not.
No,
yeah,
this isn't giving, but
no.
So if you're going to hit up Tooties podcast, just know we have a minimum, but we have a minimum
fee
standard for our
fee.
And if you know what it is, hit us up and we'll let you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What else is going on in the land of us?
In the land of us, what is going on? I don't really know. I was talking to Nanda the other day. I was just like, I noticed that since I've lost, I'm too little too weight. Yeah. more girls have been moving to me. Mm-hmm. So let's get into the beauty standards of life.
Let's get into it.
For mass presenting women, beauty standards is a real thing.
It is a real thing.
And I think we both see it differently as well. And I would like to, for me, I feel like when we started doing these visuals, I think was when I was at the pinnacle of my weight gain, when we started doing these visuals for the podcast. And I looked back at the other day to see the difference. You can see the difference.
You can see the difference? Yeah. I need to go back and look.
Go back and look. You can see the difference.
I need to go back and look.
I have to scroll though.
Yeah, I mean,
we was in Dapo's studio from there.
Okay, yeah, no, because I watched that actually recently. So yeah, I actually know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you can see the difference. Even with that No Star studio.
Yeah.
I can see the difference.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
And I can see the difference in my body language. Like that first video, I'm like this in the corner of the couch the whole time. I can see the difference in my body language. I can see the difference. Like just, I can see the difference in it. And in that one, I'm wearing glasses as well. And as time's gone on, guys, my glasses are here. I come to the studio with glasses, but I take them off when I start recording. And sometimes when I'm recording, I find myself, this is what the person said. Remember I told you someone messaged one time and said they noticed that I do something when they're recording, they can see this insecurity.
Oh.
Remember? It is, and I didn't want to say what it was, but I don't care.
But you knew what it was. But they didn't say what it was.
I always do this. Something to cover my belly, basically. I always adjust my top. That one, I still do that one.
I've never registered it as anything insecurity.
Yeah, you won't register, but yeah. She's always in our TikTok comments as well. Shout out to you. So she noticed that. And then I think that was about a year ago she noticed that, maybe just over a year ago. Mm-hmm. And for me, I've noticed that since I've been watching episodes, I can see my face looking slimmer in the clips, I'm seeing more girls are moving. Or more girls are expressing
interest.
Not like the girls didn't move to me before, but I'm seeing an increase in the amount of them. And I'm just like, y'all fat phobic. man are fat phobic.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do think
weight
gain doesn't suit me as me being slimmer. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say that. That just doesn't suit me.
Yeah. It's different for everyone.
It's different for everybody. Do you know what I'm saying? I do think there's different. But that's also, that also could be because I'm showing insecurity on my face.
Mm-hmm.
And that also could be because I'm showing lack of confidence. Mm-hmm. When you're more confident, I think that you look better. Brother, it doesn't matter what shape you are.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I feel like for me, when I'm bigger, I do have a lack of confidence and things like that. So I think that's what shines through, not necessarily the weight itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just noticed that people are fat phobic.
Mm. No, I can see that. Do you know what I mean? I definitely have seen an increase of interest more recently.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there wasn't any before, because there was one comment that you made quite recently where you was just like, oh, people come into your DMs for Jean and Nana, and that is not.
Oh, they still, this one?
No,
the one.
This is no, I don't.
Okay,
let me see that. Because I was just like, what are you talking about? Like,
they do. I'm telling you, they do.
No.
They come in my DM about you and Jean.
No, fucking way.
Or they'll just comment and be like, oh, Nana looks really good or whatever.
Yeah, but people do that with you too. Yeah. She's pulling up the receipts. But like, do you know what I think as well is like, when you're you, like your insecurities are going to look bigger to you than anyone. No one else is going to see that.
Yeah.
So I think that we all have insecurities. So your insecurity may be about weight gain. My insecurity may be about, I feel like I'm too slim. Do you know what I mean? We all have insecurities and they're all valid. Obviously, when I say this, people are just like, oh my God, I wish I had your weight. Or I wish I looked like you. And you know, it's just like, okay, but.
Do you know, I've stopped trying to see things like that. And because your insecurities are valid. Do you know what I'm saying? And also, I don't know if I was your weight, would I still have insecurities about something?
Yeah.
So I don't feel like it's fair when people say things like that. Do you know? I think I used to think like that, but now I've had to like definitely unlearn a lot of like things to understand what an insecurity is and where that comes from and stuff like that. And it doesn't matter what size I am, I'm always going to be insecure about
something.
There's
always going to be something, guys.
Yeah,
there's always going to be something. You know, for me, like maybe that's what my brain sees, is that like bigger mask babes do get love, you know, like I've seen them get love. I've seen, because I think it's, as I was saying, it's quite similar to men. Like women like dad bods. Like they don't like, a lot of women don't like the whole chiseled six pack, like, you know, cut.
Yeah.
They like a medium build with a bit of a belly. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I've heard so many women say this.
They do. And I think even women that I date, they always like don't lose too much.
Mm.
They're like, don't get a six pack. I want to get a six pack to prove to myself that I can get a six pack.
Six pack's so boring. But I'm not sure if I actually
want a six pack.
It's so boring.
Yeah, I don't think I actually want one, but I do want to prove to myself that I can get one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Even I don't want a six pack. Like, I'm happy with not doing ab workouts. I'm so happy.
We don't do ab workouts,
We skip those.
We ain't doing all that.
We don't do that. I don't know if ever will do that.
No,
but I'm happy with the small little chub that I have. He's a small one, but I'm like happy with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy with my morning chub.
What it looks like. When you haven't eaten.
Yeah, when I haven't eaten. I'm happy with that one. Yeah. It needs to be like that for the whole day. But definitely women do. I do get that because women do say don't lose too much. And you know what am I going to hold on to? And even me, like when I'm with women as well, I like when I'm
I do
like to hold on to my food path.
For me, there can't be bones crashing together. Like it just right, there can't be that. Do you know what I mean? I have to have less, you know, let's have something different. Yeah. For me, I like something to hold on to something.
Yeah, but you know what? I have been, if you guys all know, I have been all types of shapes and sizes. And
you've been with slim babes
before.
I've
been with slim babes. I've been with bigger babes. I've been with all types of sizes. Do you know what I'm saying? And I see benefits in all of them. Mm-hmm. But in all of them, I like to hold on to something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whether I'm holding on to their boob, belly, bum, I just like to hold things.
Same. Mm. No, I'm not going to lie. Like, that is my, like, type. I don't think I would go with anyone slimmer than me, really.
I don't think I've seen you with anyone slim before. No, I don't think I've seen anyone slim.
I've never seen anyone slim. No one my size anyway.
No.
Yeah.
Everybody is at least 80 pounds. I'm joking, 80 kg.
Yeah, because I'm like between 65 and 70. 70. Yeah, so no one... Yeah, no. Probably about 80.
I think about 80 minimum. 80, I don't think I've seen anyone that's slim.
Yeah, because I like Nash at the end of the day. I've said this so many times. Like, I've obviously calmed down in the last few years with my obsession, but like that takes, you know, a lot of the weight. So that's just my type, you know.
And that's very much valid, very very much valid. But back to the beauty standards thing. Yeah, before people start saying we're body shaming,
we all sizes matter. Okay,
when somebody left in our Apple comments that Nana said something about liking thicker women and it's rude.
Do you know what the thing about preferences that I want to say is, as long as you're not putting somebody else down, I don't think it's bad to say what your preference is.
No, because everyone has one.
Yeah, everyone has one. Like if I'm saying, oh, I like big women, and that has nothing to do with like slim women, that's my preference. I'm allowed that. Do you know what I mean? For whatever reason it might be, I'm that's just what I like. I'm allowed to have that. Come and beat me.
What it is?
Come and beat me.
They can't beat you. They
can't beat you. But yeah, back to the beauty standards.
And even like liking, even when it comes down to liking women with locks, like, or liking women,
it's all preference. I know people, when we ask some femmes, what's your type? Oh, you guys, you know, like girls with locks, like. It's literally a hairstyle, but that's what you like. Yeah. So you wouldn't, I mean, you might date someone that has like a fade, but that's not
but
your,
you like
likes. Yeah.
You like locks.
You like locks. That's not your go-to. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But that's a preference. Yeah.
It's okay
to have preferences.
You know, I just wanted to point that out there that I did notice.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think it's a valid point. You know, I think that is, it's not in your head. It's definitely happening. And I think there are some people, I guess that might be their preference, that they might like.
They like a bit smaller. Now I've moved into their preference.
Now you've moved into their preference. Yeah.
And I'm not complaining. But I'm just saying it's something that I've noticed. You know what I'm saying? I've just noticed it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so we get into some dye.
Yeah, so somebody commented something about me not liking white girls, right? And that is something, I'm not gonna lie, I did get that question quite a few times about me not liking white girls. And I also do get that some white girls do send me DMs asking if I date white girls. And I'm not really sure why they ask, but maybe because they've listened to past episodes where I said I only date black. And... But when I go out, the white girls love me. White girls move to me a lot when I'm out. Mm-hmm. And they come and back up with me and dance with me.
I saw that.
Yeah. Yep. They come and dance, like, mm-hmm. at DLT. Remember at DLT?
It was like two
at
white
Daniel's
girls.
Birthday.
One came up to me and was like, oh, I really like Ro. Like, I really fancy Ro, but I'm scared to go and chat to her. And I was like, just do it.
Like, so you come and chat to do it. Okay.
This is what I tell anyone. This is exactly what I tell anyone.
So do I.
Go and do it. Yeah, so, don't be scared. And it, do you know what? They DM me too, but they don't ask me. They move to me. They don't ask me if I like. But I did get the questions in the Not Gonna Lie as well when I used to do it. They used to ask
you white girls.
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing is, okay, I think the last time we spoke about this was quite a while back now.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've spoken about dating white women or dating outside of black and stuff like that. I've only ever dated black women. That's the only type of women I've dated. And I feel like I've moved to like one white woman. But having said that, it doesn't mean I don't find white women attractive though. Like, it doesn't mean I don't see a white woman and think, oh, she's beautiful or whatever the case may be. I don't think any white woman that has moved to me has been my type.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. That has been my type. And I haven't moved to any, and I don't really move in spaces where white people are.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I don't want to say never say never. I think that's what I'm trying to say. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I think at the moment, it has been what it has been, and mm-hmm. it is what it is. But it just hasn't happened.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. And the reason why I'm saying that, I'm not being so strict and saying, oh, black only, is because I just don't know where life is going
to
take me.
You just never know. Yeah. Like, I like to say that the reason why I've never, actually, this is, I've dated outside my race. Like, I think everybody knows this. But I've never had a girlfriend outside my race. Like, I've never had a non-black girlfriend. And I always say because of like culture, like I like to be with like a woman that is, I find that's familiar culture wise, background wise, because it makes me feel more safe. And that's just what it is. Like, it just makes me feel more safe. I don't have to explain things. I don't have to explain things like my hair, my music, my food. Like, they just kind of get it. Even if they're not from Ghana, which is where like we're from, even if they're from another African country, they still kind of get it because there's so many similarities.
Yeah. This is it.
And it's like a mirror. Like, for me, dating, that's the reason why I date women in, like, that's the point. Because I'm, like, holding up a mirror to myself. We see each other. And, like, when you date someone who is your race, who's also a woman, like, that mirror is, that image, that reflecting back is pretty strong. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's what it comes down to. And I also would say never, because you just never know.
Yeah.
You could connect on such a level with someone that's not, I think that's possible.
It is possible.
I think that's possible.
And, but as it's, like I said, it just hasn't happened. And also, I just connect with who I connect with. And you know what? It's so mad. I normally connect the most strongest of African women.
I do as well.
And so I don't usually date outside African women, not because I don't speak to, I do speak to people who are not African as well and stuff like that, but the connection's not the same.
I would say because of that, and don't come and beat me, my preference is African women.
Yeah, same.
It just is what it is. I'm so sorry.
It is what it is. There's a familiarity there.
Yeah, the connection is stronger.
There's the banter that's unmatched. Mm-hmm. There is just a certain je ne sais quoi, that is just there. Like, and it's just a kind of unexplainable bond that you have with somebody who you share a struggle with, share joy with, share culture with. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great to continue that into your families and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's just where I stand.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So do I see myself dating a white woman? Probably not. Mm. But I've never say never.
Yeah, never say never. And as I said before, like, it's okay to have preferences. Because like, and I've said this before on the podcast as well, like, white people also have preferences.
Mm-hmm.
They say, when you ask them what's their type, when you watch Love Island, what's your type? Oh, blonde. Brunette, tall, dark, and handsome. They're not talking about a dark skinned man. They're not talking about a dark skinned black man. And that's absolutely fine as long as they're not putting other people down, I think. Like, as long as they're being respectful and all of that stuff, I think that's okay. It's okay to have a preference because you're also a product of your environment. Like, who you go to school with, the people you grew up with, you know, like, that has an impact on you, who you are, your identity, what you like, all these things. Yeah. So I think that's what it comes down to. But yeah. It's so funny because the person in that comment also said they're a white woman and they said they don't date white women.
They actually said, they sent an email. They deleted a comment because their picture was there. So they sent an email.
Okay.
So, hey, so I actually commented this question under your recent post. Anyway, here it is. Slightly off topic, but I've been having a major crush on Ro and heard in one of the episodes that she doesn't date white people when she was describing her experience with Bumble. So this is quite a while back. So I'm white and I don't date white people either, so I want to know if this is like a common view in the black gay community, especially within studs. I'm starting to date again after a relationship with someone, again she wasn't white, and I want to sense the vibe, lol. Thanks Nana and Ro, love the podcast. Thank you
for loving the podcast. Okay, but I think that's interesting. I mean, she's asking if that's like common within the community. And I think we can't speak for an entire community. I mean, it's not that big, but in London, but we can't speak for everybody. But I have seen black studs dating outside their race. I've seen loads of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So I don't think that is a reflection, like our preferences is a reflection on the whole black lesbian community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's so interesting because, again, am I not gonna lie, the first question I got was, why are they obsessed with white women?
Is it?
Yeah, that was the first question I got, am I not gonna lie. And I was like, I don't know anybody, like, I can't answer that because I don't know any black stud who is obsessed with white women.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean, and I know a lot of black studs or mixed race studs or whatever, non-white studs basically, that do date white or date non-black at the very least, yeah. And, but let me say white specifically because that's what this person's asking. And I don't see it as an obsession. I do think that people do date outside their race.
Just like who they like.
And they just like who they like. Do you know what I'm saying? And there was a person I can think of that only does date white, light adjacent
yeah,
and
yeah,
white.
Yeah.
There is one person I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
You can think of them too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And from what I know about the person, that person's insecure.
Mm.
There's an insecurity that they have. I don't think any black woman should see their dating preferences as some sort of threat or an attack against them. They are insecure about something. And there's some things I heard about them, so I know that they're insecure about some certain things, yeah? Mm-hmm. And that might reflect in their dating choices. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? They might be more comfortable dating white women for certain reasons. And that's their experience. Listen, that's their life, innit?
Listen, we're not Dr. Uma over here. Like, we don't we don't care who people date. Like, date who you want to date. Date who you like. Is only a problem if it's like obviously like fetishized and you know, the way it becomes unhealthy and all of that. But we're not like, you know, we have to say we're not like exactly pro-black. We're as pro-black as we can be.
Yeah. I personally don't think I can be pro-black because I'm queer. I think that's the reason why I can't be pro-black.
Yeah, because they stand for the traditional like family.
Being pro-black means standing up for the traditional black nuclear family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even come from a nuclear family.
Yeah, no,
and
neither
then
do I.
I'm not going to have a nuclear family either. So automatically, I feel like that cancels me out from being pro-black. And some people might turn around and say, let me know. That's what I feel. So that's where I stand on that.
Very true.
Yeah. So like, I don't think that I am pro-black or I don't think I can be pro-black according to what it is. And we've said it before, when the BLM was happening and they were doing their speeches, they were talking about black men supporting.
They weren't including us.
Women. They were not the type of women that black men are supposed to be supporting. No.
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 When I'm outside and something's happening to me, no black man is standing beside me to come and stand up for me.
No cishet black man.
No cishet black man. The gays, hello.
Yeah.
But no cishet black man is looking out for me when I'm out. Do you know what I'm saying? Not like that. They might be a rare one.
Yeah.
That's about it. So yeah.
And then I'm interested to know why that this white woman in particular doesn't date white people. It might just be a preference.
We had a friend who was a white friend who didn't date.
Yeah, but I'm interested to see, you know, people that don't date like in like their own race. I always want to know, like, because I mean, if you put out all their exes in a row and none of them are black, not even one, not even a sprinkle of melanin, mixed race, nothing. I'm interested to know, like, is that something they think about? Is that something they've looked into?
I'm not going to lie, I think that's problematic. I feel like if you don't date your own race or you haven't dated your own race ever, I'm not going to lie, I think it's problematic. Like, because again, what are you running away from? Because like we said, basically what we're saying is dating our race is home.
That's what I'm saying.
So why are you running away from home? So I feel that if you're a white person who says you only date black people, I think that's problematic. I don't think it's problematic because it might be you're fetishizing. Mm-hmm. I think it's because why are you running away from home?
What don't you like?
Yeah, it's okay to invite people into your home, you know, and it's okay for you to go to other people's home, but why are you running away from yours?
Mm.
So I feel like it's problematic.
I don't know if problematic is the word that I would use, but it's very interesting because now I want to know. So if we want to keep this conversation going,
let us know why you don't white people.
Let us know why you don't date, because as you said, like, you made a very strong point, like, it is home, that's the reason why we date in our race. What is it that you don't like?
Maybe I'm thinking about it, like, the appreciation we have in our culture and identity, in our blackness and our being African, it has something to do with our struggle.
Mm.
And being a white person, definitely don't have the same struggles. Mm. You have white privilege, you have all this stuff. So
you
maybe,
might have different struggles.
Yeah, they have still different struggles. Mm. But maybe because of that, they don't view what you look for in love the same.
Mm.
Maybe they don't look for that certain safety that we look for in relationships, because
They don't need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that maybe that could be one of the things. Maybe they just go for what their preference is.
Maybe it's just down to attraction.
Because
as you said, like, for me also, like, I find women from all backgrounds, all races, beautiful. Like, there is beauty in all the races. But yeah, it's not about what you look like necessarily. Someone's having a good time. Yeah, I don't think it's about what you look like physically.
Yeah.
Because women are gorgeous, full stop, regardless of race and all of that. So yeah, I think for this person, it might just be like a physical thing.
Yeah.
Just what
I think it might
just
be physical,
looks like.
Yeah, it definitely might be a physical thing. But let us know why. You let us know.
Yeah, I would love to go deeper into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have another dilemma?
Because even our white friend, she doesn't just date black.
No.
She's dated...
With a white friend? She doesn't date black. As far as I know, she dated black.
Yeah, so we have another friend who's white.
Yeah.
We love her.
Yeah.
And she dates everyone.
Yeah.
I feel like she just dates everyone. And I don't find her problematic at all. Like, when she dates, like, black people, but
she
dates people...
Because she literally dates everyone.
I just think she dates what she dates. And that's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, this one's quite long. I hope you're okay with me reading this out, because you sent this to our DM. Normal people send dilemmas to our
email,
but it's cool. Hey, hope you're both well. I watched a new episode last night and it really helped me reflect on my current situation, so I thought I'd share my dilemma. I came out as a lesbian last year and it has been a liberating experience for me. However, I have also noticed moments of discomfort. I'm a sensitive person who values deep connections, and I have a friend who I felt a spark with. Sometimes it feels like there may be mutual feelings, but certain comments can be misleading and repetitive to me. I'm very much a gift giver, and recently I went to her friend's concert and gave her her favourite flowers and a little cupcake. Then we hugged tightly. Then when she came back from New Guinea, she got us matching bracelets. But our conversations are always very open and meaningful, and she often praises our connection and reminisces about our story. Despite this, I find myself feeling isolated at times. I haven't had a romantic relationship or moment yet, as it has never been my main focus. We haven't spoken properly in a while, and I worry that our conversations have become one-sided. But my feelings for my friend became strong, but I also realised that she may not share them in the same way. I'm aware that love isn't an easy topic for her, as she feels she's asexual, and I definitely wouldn't want to put her in an uncomfortable position by any means. I just wanted to ask how you personally navigated these situations when you were at the beginnings of exploring your sexuality and approaching someone about your feelings. Thank you so much for creating this safe space. It feels very homely. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, there's a lot here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, you can't help who you like, innit?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
And that's, it's usually like the people that are closest to you. And I think when you're first coming out as well, it's always like a friend. Like when you think about it, when you're young, we've heard a lot of stories about, oh, I fell in love with my best friend and stuff like that, which is, so it's not, it's very common. I think it's beautiful, like the kind of connection that they have, where it's just almost like it's like so innocent and so new and just so like, if it seems like it's safe, which I really just like the sound of. But I don't know, I just feel like if you like someone, you should tell them. That's like, I know it's hard,
but it feels like, have they told them? That's not what I heard. Do you know what? Yeah, there's one thing I would say. Like, this person has showed up to the concert and given flowers.
Are you saying they should know because you gave them flowers?
I think the person should have an indication. I don't think they should necessarily bring it up in conversation. I think that if you like someone, you need to be forward enough to tell them you like them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the person's completely clueless.
No, I don't think so either.
I have asked people before if you like me. I was like, because it seems like they like me. So I have asked people, do you like me? And that might seem a little bit like...
No, it's forward, but it's good.
Yeah, because I just want to know where I stand. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing about me, I always need to know where I stand with people. And I need to know if I'm encouraging someone's people's feelings. Because people always tell me that I'm flirty or I'm like, whatever. I'm quite charming and stuff like that. People think I'm flirting sometimes and I'm not flirting, basically. I'm a Libra. It happens.
Yeah.
And sometimes if I feel like, okay, this person is giving me vibes, but they're not saying, I just need ask. To know, I need to know because I need to know so I can put up boundaries, especially if I don't feel the same.
So you even ask them when you're not interested in them?
I've asked them when I'm not interested.
And then how does that, sorry, we're totally going off, but how does that usually like work? So they're interested in you, you ask them, and so then what happens when they say yes?
I have to be honest, I say things like, I'm not good for you. If I've done this to you before, I'm so sorry. But I say things like, I'm not good for you. Or I say things like, I don't want to ruin our friendship.
Okay, yeah, so you can steer them off that.
Yeah, yeah. I steer them off that I am trash roots.
Okay.
I'm not trash though, but I steer them off that route.
She's reformed.
I'm reformed. And I am reformed, please. Yeah. And
okay, all right.
And if I do like them, I might be like, oh, ditto.
Okay, cool. So go back to this dilemma. Yes, I understand that this person has done gestures, you know, so the other person should know that they're interested.
Why did I do that? Yeah.
Which is fair enough. But still, I just feel like the person should say something.
Also, there is the fact that the person could be asexual.
That's another added layer, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't see that coming.
It's asexual. Yeah, I didn't see that coming. The person's asexual, and
that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, I think you need to tell them how you feel to free yourself, and whatever response they have, receive it with open arms, receive it with grace and with love, and try not to let that interfere with your relationship. I think that if you tell the person, it will free both of you from whatever awkwardness is going on. Because you're saying right now, it seems like it's one-sided.
Yeah.
So it probably, there is an awkwardness and there's an elephant in there.
And they haven't spoken in a while, so it seems like there definitely is an elephant.
And I also feel like the longer you take to tell someone you like them, the more awkward things are. It's just bare awkward, especially if they're your friends and they have an inkling that you might like them. It's mad awkward.
And if they don't feel the same way, if it happens that they don't feel the same way, like, you still have a friendship that you could continue to nurture.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I think that's beautiful because not every day is sexual escapades, sometimes it's friendships.
Not every day is sexual escapades.
I'm tired.
Nana's getting strict on that. She's telling people no.
I'm telling people no. And there's one person I actually want to speak to and be like, do you see how our friendship is moving? Don't you like it? Isn't it good?
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, right? But go back to this dilemma. Yeah, I just think that the asexual thing on top of it, that might be the reason why things are not maybe like not moving. But then there's always a conversation that you could have. And what does that look like? You got to think about if they're asexual and you're not. What does that look like for like a potential relationship? That's all things that you have to talk about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of conversations that I feel like that just need to be had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we can't just be assuming things. Ah, that shit will make us go crazy.
Yeah.
You need to know where you stand.
I need to know where I stand all the times, you know. I just need to know, even in friendships, like we had a friend once who removed themselves from a group chat and was just acting weird, basically. Yeah. And they were supposedly moving outside London at the time. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And they, I reached out to them and I was like, I just want to know, like, what's going on? And then I was like, and then she messaged me back, rude, why did you send me this long message? Basically, why you send me this long message? Yeah. And I was like, I need to know where I stand with people. I don't want to be messaging you, checking up on you. Because as far as I'm concerned, we ain't done nothing to you, And that's why you shouldn't smoke weed, because you get too paranoid. But anyway, so don't too much of it, because you get too paranoid, you can't control your feelings.
Too much of anything's bad for you.
So she's now come on some smoke, and I'm just like, I just want to know where I stand, because I want to know. I don't want to be messaging you and I'm getting air. Do you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I respect myself, you know. And then, do you know who Rosalind Tebowa Frimpong is? Mm-hmm. That's my full name. Let me tell you now something that my ancestors didn't put me on this earth to be protected from an idiot, from no constant weed smoker, especially. Yeah, sorry, no offense. Yeah, but so,
no, it really pisses me off that she says hello to me these days. But anyway, let's carry on.
So I was just like, I just no. She was. She said whatever she said, whatever the case may be. But I knew. The fact remains that I knew what I saw this person, and to this day we don't speak. I've seen them out and they just look stupid anyway. They still haven't even changed since 2017. They're still dressing the same hairstyles. Yeah, it's 2020, it's 2024, baby. Switch it up.
Where's the growth?
Where's the growth?
Where's the growth?
Anyway. Anyway, so off topic right now, yeah. But yeah, so basically I just need to know what I stand with people, like. And the longer you leave it, I get too anxious. Mm-hmm. I just get too anxious. I just need to know.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with people leaving my life.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people in my life. I have an issue with people leaving. Just leave with some grace.
Yeah. No, I get that 100%. I always like to know where I stand. And I always like people to know where they stand with me as well.
Yeah.
Like, that's really important. Because I feel like with me, just with my mind, like, say the things you mean and mean the things you say. Like, I take things quite literally, like, and I need things to be very, very clear. So I think that you guys should just be really clear with each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you set this dilemma, so it seems like you have something in you that mm-hmm. obviously wants to get to the bottom of it. So I think that you should start that conversation with this person.
Yeah. And I feel like sometimes we like people and we hung up on one person, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there isn't anything actually going on with the person. Mm-hmm. Like, just explore other things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes if that connection, listen, I've said it before in this podcast, I was friends with somebody for 4 years, yeah, before being in a relationship with them.
I can't believe it was 4 years.
It was 4 years before being in a relationship with them.
That's a long time.
And that relationship never happened. Because I want somebody who wants me. Do you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I want somebody who, they knew how I felt about them and stuff like that. And there was constant rejection mm-hmm. in the 4 years. And I settled for being friends with benefits, yeah. And you deserve to free yourself from whatever shackles they're keeping me in because they're not quite ready or whatever the case may be.
Whatever, like, the reason.
Somebody else is going to be ready for you. Yeah. Somebody else is going to accept you in everything that you are, all of that. And
that's why I said that I'm not accepting things that are not what I need them to be energy-wise.
Mm.
Like, you made a good point about, like, you know, somebody has to, like, from the minute, like, eyes catch each other, there needs to be a mutual obsession from day one. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no umming and ahhing and all this stuff. Like, I'm not doing any of that.
No.
Like, I'm not doing, like, someone's gonna come and they're gonna see you. And it's totally different from, it's just very, very, the energy thing, how this person makes you feel is very different to what I think you're used to. Like, yeah. What usually happens where it's just like, oh, we're just seeing if we like each other and tiptoeing and all of this longing out and
no. Even like, as it stands, yeah, obviously, I don't want to put my business out there too much, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm currently experiencing a connection
mm-hmm.
that is mutual.
Mm-hmm.
And it's immediate one. It's been immediate and it's continuing to be the same connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels great, guys. It's you need to be somebody who likes you from the jump and you like them from the jump.
Because people can make you insecure, you know. All of that, like, oh, umming and ahhing and stuff like that can make you insecure.
Yeah, I definitely think. Do you remember when, one thing about me, I used to chase it, love a chase. I used to love a chase. You know how bullshit that is?
Yeah.
Loving a chase.
Yeah. Like, yeah, because you did it before that as well.
Yeah, yeah. I did it quite a few times. Mm-hmm. Loving the chat. And the women that gave me themselves from the beginning, mm-hmm. I used to get bored of
you
them.
You wasn't interested.
I wasn't that interested. I always wanted the ones that I had to chase. I don't know if it was like, I think it's because it was insecurity. I'm trying to prove myself
mm-hmm.
to them
mm-hmm.
and trying to prove that I'm worthy or trying to prove that I'm whatever the case may be. And then once I got there, and what? Because once you got them after the chase, then what?
Yeah, because you still want to want to chase.
The thrill's gone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? The thrill's gone. And I don't think those are relationships. Those are the relationships to be in.
As I said,
not for me anyway.
I've had what you're currently having at this moment in time, and so I know what it is that I want
mm-hmm.
because I've experienced it. I've experienced the me, and it's just you're locked. The eyes locked, brain locked, spirit locked, heart locked. Everything's locked. You grips each other. Literally mutual grips in like drapes in. That's what it is like. And I feel if you haven't had that before, I'm really sorry, but it's just one of the most amazing experiences ever.
It feels fantastic.
It's great. So I know what that's like. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, okay, so because I've had the history of it, I kind of know that anything less than that,
you're not on it.
Nah.
And that's fair enough. I'm not on it. It's just the workout.
So I think, just talk to this person. Communication is key. I think people are always so scared to talk about things. Mm. And one thing about me that people know, I'm going to say some shit. I'm going to communicate.
That Scorpio girl talk.
It might not always be in the best tone. Mm-hmm. Or said in the most tactful way. But I'm going...
My coffee just dropped.
Oh, no. But one thing about me, I'm always going to make sure I communicate, even if it's, like, maybe said in the wrong way, in the wrong tone, and it's not tactful, but I do try.
Yeah.
But you're always going to know where you stand.
Yeah. I always say in love. I always say in love.
I know you do always say in love.
I can be showing you too, but I can't
love. Yeah. It's good to go. It lead with love, guys.
Yeah. Okay, let's do one more talking point before we go.
I don't think you listened to the to my voice note, but I was just saying today that you remember the girl I was talking about last week that I thought she deactivated because I didn't respond. She reactivated. Mm-hmm. And she said that she didn't deactivate because I took long to respond. She was just like, she doesn't like social media. I believe she doesn't like social media. But yeah, that was nice. Yeah, she said I made her sound bare young. Sorry, she's not that young. She's 26. She's not that young, but you know.
Oh, bless her.
But 26,
okay, we do have a dilemma actually.
It's obviously too young for me, but you know.
Sorry, this one's been sent. It was in January. We're just seeing it. I'm so sorry.
In January.
Yeah, you're saying it's right. This is quite a good one actually.
Hey, girl.
I've only started listening to your podcast and I thought I might as well dump my dilemma here for some answers. LOL. So I'm bisexual. Mm-hmm. I hope we haven't read this before. I have predominantly been with men, but I have been in relationships with women. Most of my relationships with women have been unsuccessful, which I believe to be due to the fact that there was a lack of maturity. Nevertheless, I love being with women. I bet she's going to be with studs. I love having a bestie and a partner, and being with a woman is so much better in many ways than being with a man, but it's definitely not easier. Anyways, I'm finding myself constantly reassuring the women I'm with that I like them. However, they don't believe me. This could be in relationships or talking stages. There have been times where I have been overly affectionate in public, reassuring by posting you, told them I would marry a woman, etc., but the gay girls don't take me. I can agree that when you first look at me or my social media, it doesn't scream LGBTQ+. However, I do not feel as though I need to subscribe to behaviours or trends associated with being queer, lesbian, bisexual in order to look the part, e.g. shaved hair, tattoos, piercings, or place red rainbow flags under every post.
Fairs.
Because that's just not who I am. Fair. And I truly, I don't think these acts define who I am. Therefore, my plain Jane canvas gets disguised as a straight girl looking for an experience, which is not the case. I recently moved to a stud in the DMs and her response was, I'm trying to figure out if this is real or not. Like, excuse me. If I don't get a tattoo on my forehead that says I like pum pum, I'm not taking it seriously. Being with men and attracting men actually takes no effort, but I have always accepted the fact that if I want to be with a woman, I have to put the work in, but I think it's excessive to constantly reassuring someone that I like them and I'm not playing around, not sure what to do. Please keep me anonymous.
Okay. So it seems like this person is bisexual. Obviously, they're bisexual and they like women a lot, but they're not getting the same energy they get like from men from women. Because as a femme, it's kind of hard. If you look straight, as in straight, that you like, you only date men, is kind of hard, I think. And if you're not in spaces, especially if you're not in spaces that are queer, I think it's extra hard. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, something's got to give, but I understand your frustration. I do. I understand it. I
think a lot of bisexual women are going to identify this issue.
Yeah.
Especially if you date masked women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's like for femme lesbians who date bisexual women. I don't know. I don't really actually have heard much about that. But I understand there's so many bisexual women, because it's just common sense that we mainly date bisexual women, is that they always say to me that other masculine women are always, don't take them seriously, or they put them down because of their proximity to men.
They're biphobic. Like
they're just basically biphobic.
They're biphobic.
You know what I'm saying? And I think, again, you don't need to be insecure people.
Yes. But it's hard though. Obviously, like, she's like, okay, so where do I actually find these secure, you know, we can tell her not to be with...
I mean, they exist because we exist.
Yeah, but... How many of them?
Don't know how many there are.
Because we hear, but the thing is, we hear a lot of stories about very insecure masculine presenting people in the community. We hear a lot of them. We're always just like, what is wrong with them? So yeah. I understand how hard it must be for this woman who might not be in the community to find a secure masculine presenting woman today. Like,
do you know what's crazy? I was saying something the other day, yeah, that somebody said that we are heteronormative, that we our values, the way we align is quite hetero. And I do somewhat actually hear what they're saying. I do think that the way stereotypically how queer people, LGBT people are meant to be, we're not necessarily like that.
And we don't take it as, you know how there's some people are like, I'm not like the queer lot, or I'm not.
We're not taking like that.
We don't take like that.
We are in queer spaces. Yeah. We are proud of being queer.
We don't put anyone down.
Queer spaces.
We shake that rainbow flag. We wave it.
We wave the flag. I don't necessarily wear the flag. I don't put it in my bio. I don't think I need to. Mm-mm. But we're definitely very proud of being queer. However, I think that the way that we live our lives, the spaces that we go into, some of our morals may align to what stereotypically hetero, cishet people are like.
Mm-hmm.
And... but that doesn't take away from our queerness, though. Mm-hmm. That doesn't take away from our queerness. So maybe that there are relationship structures. I don't think that we follow heteronormative relationships, though. We're not doing that. We're paying all the bills. No. We're not doing all of that. But there are some certain things that we take on. And that's not because it's hetero. I think that's just because that's how we are as
individuals. But that's also how we've been brought up.
And it's also how we've been brought up. Do you know what I'm saying? The way that we've learned to love. And also we've learned to love mainly from our mums.
Mm.
But we're still like that. So I say that to say, maybe that's why we don't have that biphobic gene that a lot of mass presenting women or studs have, because we're not threatened by men. Do you know what I'm saying? I think that the sooner you can understand that you're not a man and you're never ever going to be able to give a woman what a man gives a woman,
mm-hmm.
the better.
Please be doing
it. It doesn't mean
hurry up.
It doesn't mean that they're getting anything less. They're getting something different.
Different, exactly.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, I don't give a fuck if you've dated men before.
I don't care.
I just don't care. Like, I'm just focusing on what I'm doing.
Mm.
I'm focusing on what I'm giving you in the relationship and what I'm receiving.
I'm not threatened one single bit by what a man can give you. I'm not threatened. Because that has nothing to do with me. That puts nothing on me. That takes away nothing from me. Mm-hmm. Don't care.
Yeah. And like this girl said in his dilemma, women are different. It's just different. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just two different experiences and stuff. You lot keep... men always center themselves. Like, why are you doing them a favor? And why are you also centering them as well?
It's boring. I'm actually tired of hearing about this. Like, I'm so tired. I actually feel sorry for that girl.
Yeah.
Because it seems like she wants to date. Like, she wants to date women. Okay, she can date whatever man she wants. But she actually really likes women. She prefers to date women and wants to date women. And obviously her type is masculine presented in a stud. And she can't find a secure enough stud to date.
And you know what? I want to add about that as well. When femme presenting women, their preference is mass presenting women, they always end up being bombarded with people saying, why don't you just be with a man then? Like, why with a woman cosplaying a man? I saw in the Shade Borough comment, somebody sent me the Shade Borough post of Dottie, shout out to Dottie, and her girl, Jordan, the one that was in Love Island.
Jordan.
She was in Love Island, and they're together. I'm allowed to say that.
It's out now.
Amy's out there.
But they posted, didn't it?
Yeah, like, they're together, and the Shade Borough posted it. Like, but
of course they posted it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell,
But their comment was kind of...
They're always shady, though.
Like, they were in support, but I looked at the comments, yeah, and some of the comments was like, why is she with a man, with a girl, a woman that looks like a man, basically, or trying to be a man and stuff like that. And if your preference is masculine presenting, you need to ignore those kind of comments.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, there are men who present in many different ways. There are women who also present in different ways. And none of that takes away from your womanhood, your manhood. Even being non-binary, you present in many different ways, and none of that takes away from the fact that you're non-binary. If you're a non-binary person and you look like a femme, mostly you're a more feminine presenting version of non-binary,
so
it doesn't mean that you're like now a femme woman. Do you know what I'm saying? So I think all different types of identities are valid, but it's other people's insecurities that they place on you, and if you now act up to that, then you're giving in to them.
Yeah,
you can validate their insecurities for them.
It's true. It's true. You just gotta do you, and just gotta try and find like what's best for you. At the end of the day, like that doesn't work for you. And I think what you're seeing is just like insecurities and biphobia, and that obviously we can't go into that. So I think you should just like, you need to really be looking for people who are a bit more mature, who are a bit more secure, and who are not biphobic.
Mm-hmm.
But there's loads of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's not for you, baby girl. But I really do wish you the best luck. I think you should definitely go to events. Come to our event. We're having an event on the 19th of May. It's a brunch. It's going to be in London Bridge. And you should come and find...
I do think that the majority of people that come to our event are like us.
Yeah.
They're like They're not biphobic. They're not biphobic. Do you know what I'm saying? Come true. Come true.
Also, are we finished that dilemma?
Yeah.
I watched a TikTok the other day where it said one man was saying that how comms studs get treated differently. They're not expected to do what men are expected to do. So what they mean by that is by like be on 100k, be 6'4", and pay for all the dates and all of this because we're still women.
Because we're still women. Do you know what?
Still women.
And we get, I have noticed when I date women who also date men,
they would never do some of the things that they do.
Yeah, they do definitely place a different expectation on me than they do the men that they date or women that they, or than the men.
Yeah.
And they do expect the monies. They do expect all the things, yeah. But I feel like, again, women bring something different to the table.
Men are not bringing...
They're not bringing safety.
They're not bringing... well, in a different way.
Yeah, we don't bring safety either.
They're bringing security when it comes to money.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can look after you. That's what they're bringing.
Mm-hmm.
We are bringing safety... With emotions.
In emotions.
That's the difference. And I'm sorry.
That's why when you break up with women, that's why the heartbreak is worse.
Ooh,
that is why, because
we're bringing something different. And that's the thing, like, I think with men, when they're expected to have all these things, it's because they don't have certain things. They don't have certain qualities. So it's just like, oh, I might as well have somebody who can actually pay for everything. Do you know what I mean? Who can actually buy a house and all these things. That's what it is. But I think with women, it's just like, okay, they have these qualities. Okay, I prefer that. I can take that. I can take that without the 100k. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just what it is. And I would say,
stop watching what studs are doing. Please mind your business.
That's what men are just so weird.
Mind your business.
Men are so weird. Why it's are you
true.
So bothered?
It's true. They're saying. Are you going to say that?
No, but there are. So I've experienced it where a woman, there's certain things that like they would not allow men to get away with. You know. But when it's with me, they're just like, no.
But also, I do also think, yeah, with people like us, they know they can still get it as well.
Mm.
They know that, okay, cool. If I need this, she's still got it. Do you know what I'm saying? That she can still hold
they
me
wouldn't
down.
Be with us.
Yeah, they wouldn't be with us if we were completely useless.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be with us if we were only for emotional support.
Yeah.
Like, I do. There are other things that we also bring to the table as well, but it's not so much of an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
But they know that if they need that, it's there,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Duality, baby. That's what we give. That's what you don't have.
One more dilemma?
Yep.
We missed Bear in January, boy. I'm so sorry. Hey, guys.
I didn't even know I was getting it.
Hey guys, listener from Ireland here. I've been listening to y'all since I began to come into my queerness, which was when I was like 16 and now I'm about to be 21. Can't express to you guys how integral your podcast has been to my journey. I genuinely see you guys as my queer aunties, as well as having plenty of laughs along the way. Y'all funny as hell. I've had the privilege of having two fantastic queer women of colour to look up to, identify with them and learn a lot from. As a fellow West African, I'm Nigerian, it's been so cool to see queer women being themselves authentically into adulthood. That representation is so rare and it's generally so valuable because when I was younger, I found it so difficult to imagine what it looked like to live my truth as an adult, what that would require and how it would be received by my family. Learning that people have to accept you and don't get the privilege of being in your life if they don't was a really important part of my journey and something I thankfully come to accept. That's really, this isn't a dilemma, but I just wanted to give you guys your flowers and thank you for everything you guys do for the community. Lots of love.
Aww,
thank you so much. Nice.
That is really
I
nice.
Like it when people just send us messages like, just about how much they love the podcast and how much we love. Do you know what? You know what? Before I was like, don't age me, don't call me auntie, but I'm happy to receive that title because I feel like we are... the queer aunties, like we are,
yeah,
and we're happy to be here, we're happy to help.
That's crazy because we have queer aunties too,
exactly,
and they look at us like we're babies,
yeah.
So shout out to Big Ro,
yeah,
Big Ro coming on our, one of our on our Spotify the other day,
oh,
and
bless. yeah, I shout out to Big Ro. Yeah, like, so it's generational, isn't it? So we're looking at them, the way you're looking at us and saying that how we can go into adulthood, mm-hmm. being queer and being, just being who
it's
we
because
are.
Of them.
Even we feel the same about them. Do you know what I'm saying?
But we're here because of them. Yeah. Because they had a different struggle. Like, obviously, it was much harder at the time, like the 80s, the 90s, whatever, coming up being queer. And if they didn't set that kind of pace for us, like fighting for their rights and fighting for everything that they needed to, like, have a good life, be out and open and safe, we wouldn't be here. Like, we wouldn't be able to live out, like, out and in the open and to be safe and stuff like that. So, like, the same way that you give us our flowers, we give them their flowers. And it is generational. And I think it's just so beautiful that we're continuing this thing on, because I'm sure when it, like, you're going to be like that for someone. You're going to have paved the way in some sort of way for the people coming after you. So that's just amazing. We got to keep that going. And, it's beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to be me. JC style.
Yeah.
Also, I just wanted to say, I apologise to the Americans who don't understand when we're speaking.
Oh my God. But do you know what? I feel like you speak a lot faster than I do.
I speak really fast, especially when I'm in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talk really fast. And I don't know why. Maybe this is a neurodiverse thing. I really want to be neurodiverse.
She's begging it.
Maybe this neurodiverse
you
thing.
You are absolutely begging it.
But I like to get ahead of the words. So when I'm speaking, and I'm saying the words, in my head, I can't wait to get the next thing out. So I'm hurrying the words. Let me know if I'm neurodiverse.
You would have to have some other symptoms in order to be new.
I do have other symptoms. We haven't got time to get that right now because we're ending the podcast now. We haven't got time to get into that. Newer spicy babe here.
Okay. This appropriation is just T-words, okay?
No, but I do feel like I've got something. I feel like I got something. I feel like I'm autistic.
You said this before and we've debunked this. We literally spoke about this.
The internet said I'm autistic. So.
You're really, you give me neurotypical. Maybe with a hint of something.
I thought a hint of something.
But you really, for the most part, your brain
people
really
might have
gives...
just tapped, actually. Maybe my hint is tapped.
I mean, that's possible.
I could be neurotypical.
Yeah.
With a bit of tapness. Maybe that's what I am.
Definitely taps.
Okay, guys. We've reached the end of this episode. 186, is it?
Yeah.
And thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for managing through my stain on my top. It looks like I'm in winter and it doesn't stop right now, doesn't it? Actually, before I end this, Nana tweeted.
I didn't tweet.
You tweeted that you prefer vacation over lads trip.
Oh my God! Why are you pulling that up?
We saw that.
Who's we?
Me and Lyra saw that.
Do you want me to unpack it?
Yeah.
Sex.
You can have sex on a lads trip. I won't be having sex on last trips, but you can have sex on last trips.
When we go on last trip, we don't have sex. We do stuff. Okay, fine. No, we're getting into this too much because we do stuff that may be part of sex. Oh my God, it's just too much. I can't. No, it's full sex. And the way you said that as well just feels like we're holes.
You can have sex on last trips.
Don't ever say that again. Don't ever say that on the podcast again.
We can have
again.
Sex on last trips. But people can have sex on lads trips.
Yeah, it just screams hole. And if I ever do, I'm never coming on this podcast to tell anyone that I just screams.
We've never had sex on lads trips. Like, I've never had sex on lads trips.
We've done stuff.
Ciao.
We've done stuff.
But I say that to say, you picking a vacation of a lads trip.
Are you not picking a vacation of a lads trip?
Yes, I am.
You know why I asked you that? Exactly. That's the right answer. That is the right fucking answer. Vacation over lads trip, you know, because there is every day there's, well, not every day, but most days there's sex, depending on what stage of the relationship you're in. But most days
it's true, but that is for real, boy.
Yeah, trust me. Most days there's sex, full sex, naked, all the way.
In the pool,
in the shower, in the kitchen, on the countertop, on the stairs. So that's why, because when you go on a party holiday or lads holiday, you got all your friends around, you're sharing a home, you know,
everything's quite repetitive. Like, obviously we get up, we have tequila for breakfast, you know. So we go and eat the one meal that we're gonna have for the day, go to the parties and repeat the next day.
Exactly. Like, and it's a lot. Where is the time, even if you meet someone on that holiday, to really go and shag? Because you're around just so many people all the time.
this time.
Well, you can go to the beach and have sex on the beach and get sand in your bum. Yeah. That people have done.
Not me.
Cheeky
not
little me. Finger in the part in the party. Yeah,
you, you said that last episode.
It wasn't me that did it though. It wasn't me. So you can do sexual stuff, but to really like when you're around, you're sharing an apartment with friends and stuff like that is a lot. Yeah. So vacation over a lad trip. I'm gonna say it again. Vacation over a lad
trip.
I've got two
holidays planned with Nana this year and I've got no vacations.
Well, you better get planning those vacations. You better. Yeah. I said what I said.
You heard it here first. I'm planning the vacation.
Yeah.
Do you believe in going to countries that with the babes that you've been to with another babes?
Yes, and I know they're going to say, the femmes will say, oh, don't take me somewhere that you've taken somewhere else. We're going. Because you know what? We can go to another city. I wouldn't go to the same city.
Whatever city you went to is the only big good city.
That's taking a piss.
This babe wants to go on holiday, yeah. She wants to go somewhere. But I've already been there.
And to the city?
I don't think she even knows what city she wants to go
oh,
to.
Oh, it's the whole
but
country.
I said we can go to another city.
Yeah.
You have to do that. That's one country
that I'm going to say, it don't matter what babe you take in there. Yeah. You can go there multiple times with multiple babes if you want to. Because that country, I don't think it should be missed because you've taken some else's babe. Another babe has gone there.
Well, they took me. I didn't take them. Yeah. I'm going to take you this time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. We're going again.
There's some
countries that, and with that country in particular, you go to different
places. You can go multiple places, man. You can go multiple times.
Yeah.
Good vibes, that country.
Yeah.
So now we're going to end the podcast. Just wanted to ask that. Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you use the hashtag Tutu's Podcast and Conversation on Twitter. Rate and review us at Apple Podcasts. Give us that rating on Spotify.
Do that.
Like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. And shout out to the TikTok family right now. You guys are our faves.
Come on, get us to 30K.
Come on. And like, even on YouTube, like we see all the love in the comments, people saying that they found us on TikTok. Someone said the other day, wow, like you're 185 episodes in and I just met you guys. Mm-hmm. Listen, there's all time at the present. You're here now. And ride of us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Till next week.
Peace.